The Ohio EPA has told the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that it is deeply concerned about nearly 150,000 gallons of drilling fluid that was lost down a hole beneath the Tuscarawas River in southwestern Stark County. That's the same site where more than 2 million gallons of the fluid, mixed with diesel, leaked last April and turned up in a wetland. Horizontal drilling to lay the pipe beneath highways and rivers was suspended then, but allowed to resume in December. The pipeline owner, Energy Transfer Partners, says in a statement that it's continuing to follow a plan approved by the feds and state EPA. The state has sued Rover over the cleanup costs from the first spill. There's no indication if the fluid in the latest spill contained diesel as well. The letter notes that the company is now flying drones to monitor surface leaks and has recovery equipment in place. The pipeline is expected to pump more than 3 billion cubic feet of gas per day when it's complete. That's enough to supply more than 15 million homes. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.